Boiling Thoughts. Hello everybody, this is the Boiling Thoughts Podcast, Season 3. My name is David Paris and I am your host for today. Today I have prepared for you an interview with one of the most amazing, genuine and influential people on the Slovak internet scene, so make sure to sit back, enjoy and take a listen. Okay, perfect. Well, I think we can get started with this episode of the Boiling Thoughts Podcast, and this is very exciting because of more reasons. This is the first episode of season 3, which is super exciting. I cannot believe I've been doing this already for like 2 years. And second of all, today we have a guest here who is a dream come true, because this is a person I have looked up to for like such a long time. This person can make my day and cheer me up at any moment at a time, and it's the one and only, no one else than Boris Hrivňák.
Hi, hello, how are you? Hope you have a wonderful day, and it's me. Yay, I'm really happy to be here. Actually, this is my first podcast ever, except of mine, because, yeah, self-promo, hashtag marketing student. So yeah, I'm really excited to touch up on whatever you're prepared for me.
How do you feel about being on a podcast now that it's like in English?
Well, it's kind of different, but I like English because I have had tendencies to perceive multiple content just in English. I was also filming in like my TikTok era in English as well. So I like English, but it's a challenge, so we'll make it happen.
This is perfect. I'm so excited. I have so many questions and topics I want to like touch on. I think like Boris doesn't need an introduction. We all know who he is. He's a Slovak fashion icon. He's a TikToker, if you will. He is an entrepreneur, we can say. Now even a writer, influencer. And I'm really curious about the writer part, because you have managed to release already your own book, so young, so successful, so iconic. So tell us about the book. Pretend I've never heard about it before. Tell me everything.
So yeah, a few days ago, I released my first ever official book with the name A Mind That's No Longer Mine. It's basically referring to an era of mine where I was finding my true authentic self, which it's a process, and I'm not saying that I found it already, but I'm on the right path, and the book and my art in general, I tend to hide from world, and now when I kind of got over the area of like those thought patterns and the way I perceive the world, I'm now glad that I put it together and just left the chapter behind me, and I'm open to receive new blessings that the universe, you know, is offering on a daily basis. And I really think that the thoughts in the book and the ideas that are there managed to transform me into this version of myself that perhaps people like. And so basically the book reflects the mind that's no longer mine, but it's a part of me, and now it's finally closed, and I'm looking at the book right now, and I'm really proud of myself because it was a challenge to share my thoughts and to put it together. And it's also on a daily basis I feel the stress, it's like under my skin, because I don't know how people will perceive the book, and I like it. So that's the most important thing, because eventually I did it for myself because I like create art in general. And yeah, that's kind of the introduction of the book. It's a poetry book, so it's in English. It's also in Slovak, but there are like just few, you know, poems. It's mainly in English, because like in that area, I was more keen to English thinking and like, you know, like every teenage boy. So yeah.
Wow. That is really, really incredible to hear, because first of all, this is so brave of you to do, to share your feelings and like your thoughts that are just yours like this with all of us and give us this chance to relate to it, because I do believe so many people can relate to this because a lot of us go through similar situations, and especially I feel like your fan base and your little family you have managed to create on social media, we are all like like-minded people, and we are kind of special. Like, I feel like the community you have managed to create on internet is like, everyone there is so kind, so loving, and it's just people with the most pure intentions and like the want to grow. So I feel like that's such like a blessing already. And when did you like think about putting your thoughts on paper like this and turning it actually eventually into a book and releasing it into a world?
Well, I was always a fan of art forms, and when I was younger I used to paint a lot, and then I got over it, and you know, like a blank space of just not doing any art in general, and that kind of led me to the start of the book. So in 2019 I started writing officially, and I also created an Instagram profile where till this day you can find like the you know, like the start pack of my poetry, but I'm not telling you the name, like just the OG fans know, or like the followers I had. But I wasn't famous then, I'm not famous now, but you know, I'm more, you know, well known now. And some of the people from 2019 I still remember till this day. So the fan base, and you were explaining it really good, like I'm really appreciative of my fans and like people that like my, you know, content and my personality and like the way I share my point of view, even though I don't go in that much of a depth. Now I started because of my podcast and because of the poetry, but it was challenging to manage it in a way where the people and I would be comfortable with it, because I'm kind of not that open when it comes to people, which is kind of, you know, like a paradox, since the way I share my life and my personality with the world. But I realized that what makes me happy is making people happy. So I wanted to show in a poetry book that it's normal to be sad and to feel emotions and to have those downs and ups, because like that's the balance of the universe, and that's kind of how I perceive it. And now with the new persona I created that makes people, you know, smile, is what makes me happy. And some might say that like always happy content is a sad content. That's why I wanted to kind of go through my dark past and how I chose to stick to the positive thoughts. And it's a process when people, you know, it's a longer conversation. I don't know if I want to go there, but you know, I believe in like the power of thoughts. And I kind of, after the 3 years of finding myself out and figuring out like the thoughts that are mine and that are not mine, which also led to the, you know, name of the book, A Mind That's No Longer Mine. So that reflects the old version of myself, which I really love and adore, because it has depth. It has also another personality or like a part of myself that always is in me, because I went through that to, you know, become this Boris, which I really like and care about, which I didn't about, you know, the last version of myself.
Yeah. It's really cool to hear this coming actually from another person, because I really do feel a very similar way, especially about when I think about me like a few years ago. I really do notice like the old version of myself have always been mostly influenced by the thoughts and the mindset I've been in that particular part of my life. And it really just proves how like really powerful your thoughts and your mind at the end of the day is. And your thoughts do create your reality. So it is really cool to hear that another person had this experience and this realization and could turn it into something better and like healing if I could put it that way. And I really like how you even explained the part with how you try to share like positive content that is uplifting and makes people happy, but also you're trying to show the more deep side of yourself in now your book and also your podcast. And my question is, do you think there is some connection between the book and the podcast?
Well, definitely the topics I'm discussing there came up to mind that, you know, led me to like creating the podcast. And I wanted to share the thoughts and like what I'm currently like dealing with, because in my opinion, life is like an option for you to, you know, get over your traumas, and it's not that easy and it takes time. And also when I released the book, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, at the finish line of figuring myself out, because, you know, the life phases and everything, it's just like getting to know myself and being kind to myself, what kind of did it for me in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely get it. And I want to know, what has been like a turning point in your life when you have really started not only realizing these things, but consciously trying to heal yourself and become better with your thoughts and the way you think about yourself and just being more spiritual, if I can put it that way? Has there been like a particular thing in your life that made you become more aware of these things and try to work on yourself more in that way and grow?
Well, for myself, I think I started to perceive and, you know, research those stuff during the first wave of COVID, because I was at home and I had nothing to do. And, you know, I was creating content on TikTok and the trends were in, and, you know, I was focusing on school, focusing on TikToks, and the algorithm kind of led me to the content you know, seeing today. And it's, you know, spiritual content, as well as some kind of, you know, discovering how the world, like what points of view people have. And I'm really glad that I can, that there is a platform which creates an algorithm based on your interests, which is really mind blowing to me, because I've been online and I'm doing social media since I was 10. So I was on Facebook, I had Facebook pages, like they had thousands of people, like likes, and like I was that boy, that social media manager at 10 years old on Facebook, when there were no influencers, at least on Slovak and Czech scene yet, or they were just, you know, starting to like be form and like forming themselves as creators. So back then the social media were not this, you know, fun. Now they personalize it, because there is so much competition that they need to create algorithm that you know, like the people would stick to the app. And it happened during COVID, and for me it kind of helped me to get to know myself better, which sounds weird because it's technology and people always say that, like, you know, we are like summoned to the technology and we are becoming part of it, because it's, you know, like I work using phone, I, you know, do everything on phone. So it's like we are getting connected to the technology, which I don't like, but I do at the same time, because I'm getting to know myself through it. And I see like diverse things across the world, how people think, different religions, and it's better than school for me. It's like, for me, it's way better than school. And trust me, I've been there, done that. I had straight A's, like I've been, you know, studying, and yeah, it kind of led me to this point. So I'm really glad that TikTok formed the algorithm and it helped me, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. No, like, honestly, I must really agree with you, because, yeah, on one hand, like, school is great. Kids, go to school, study, try your best. Like, we're not saying you're not supposed to. But also, when it comes to, like, real life, knowing yourself, and just certain things in life cannot be taught at school. And this is exactly where social media did like the exact same thing for me as for you, like with what you just said, because of social media, like literally during COVID, exactly like you, I have started like coming across these videos about spirituality, manifestation, the conscious mind of living, and just changing your mindset in a way where you basically just like reprogram your brain to perceive life differently. And it has honestly like turned my life around by 180 degrees ever since. And I'm like so incredibly grateful that the little box my phone was able to figure out that I would be interested in this and that I would want to learn this. And like, honestly, it taught me more than anything else, because like I wouldn't be sitting here right now doing this with you if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, well, it motivates people, or like some say, or some might not believe it, which is, you know, based on their story and based on their programs and the way they were raised, and it's okay. And I like hearing like other sides of perceiving, you know, life, because for example, my family members are way different when it comes to these things, and we always have conversations about this, which is, you know, okay, because I like the points of view. And that always, that's the thing about internet in general, like it was my friend since the day I became aware, because like I didn't have a lot of friends. I was bullied, you know, like the typical story of an high school teen boy, and like I was raised by, you know, the online space, which a lot of people are scared to say, at least, and like they are threatened by the thought of it. But I was there for myself as a kid, and sometimes I got burned by people and like by the experiences. But on the other hand, like it created my safe space, and I feel like that this is what motivates me now to share like this content I'm creating that makes people happy. I don't want to like put a burden on myself to be always positive, because that's not the way this works. But I like to think that it can be that way, and I can be kind, like always be nice to each other and just be happy. And now I realize, once I moved like to multiple places and I've experienced lots of like people around the world, like usually, I don't know why I'm saying this, but just a random thought like came into my mind, that people that travels like usually likes like cultures, obviously, and they are nicer. At least that's what I now, just a random thought in the thought process. So maybe that's why I like the internet so much, because of the like people and like the algorithm, like there were always like a way how people would connect with like the same interests, and now it's easier. So wow, this is like a monologue of like promoting online, like stay, you know, stay strict, go to school, study, read books, you know. I created one, so you can read, you can do other stuff, go to nature, connect yourself. I was also writing the book in the nature, so it's not like I'm spending all of my time online, but it's a part of me. So
yeah,
and it's always there.
No, but I feel like if someone right now is listening to this, and it's a person that, for example, let's say they're in their first year of high school, they don't really like it, they didn't really make great friends, and they're sitting in their room alone right now, and they're listening to this, and they're like, oh my god, there is hope for me. And they will go on the internet, and they will find their tribe of people with the same interests and connect, and they'll be like, oh my god, I found myself, I found my people, and this is so amazing. So if this can do it just for like one person that is listening to this and is in that situation, that's like already amazing. Because I mean, everything has two sides, a good one and a bad one. Same thing with internet and like anything else in life.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like there is no black and white, like people do it, like, and how people explain, at least in my opinion, the world is not black and white. It seems that way, and like the things are presented to us that way, but I believe that in each of those like opposite sides are like both points of view that I can understand. I'm not agreeing with them, but you know, I can like feel or understand in a way. So maybe that's the open mind I have towards situations, and maybe that's a toxic pattern to, you know, in my life I was mainly surrounded by toxic people, and now I came to a conclusion that it's because I was this open-minded and I tried not to judge, because in this society it's really difficult since we've been presented by, you know, the beauty standards, the way we should look, the way we should talk, the way we should do everything, basically, even like the whole system. So now I'm kind of happy that I created my own safe space that I feel comfortable in, and it took me a while. It happened just this year, or like the last year in 2022, but it did. So I found the way I want to live my life, and I believe that that's the best you can do.
It's so cool, because I feel like ultimately that's like the goal for everyone, to like achieve this kind of like realization where you find what you like, where you like to be, who you are as a person, how you want to settle and live your life, and what is like the purpose you want to have. So that's really, really cool. And yeah, no rush.
Like the time of like the healing process, at least for myself, it was hurtful, as for everyone, but like the process matters. And I think that's what all of the people make mistake when they think that the pro, you know, like the self-sabotage thing. And I also focus some of the poetry on this topic, where and when I also personally enjoyed those times and the sadness and like the cycle and the toxicity, which also after the realization of and after the years of those moments and reflecting on why I was doing it and what I had to do to overcome some traumas of mine, to not to think about those things and not to enjoy those moments, that also like the process did matter, because like you're slowly finding yourself in through that pain, at least that's what I did.
Yeah, it really is like that. It's like a process of building a house. Like in the beginning, it looks like it's going to take forever, and it's just these small steps and putting one brick on another. But like after time, it starts to make sense, and you start to see like the outlines of the house, and sooner than later, you have a finished product. And yeah, you're absolutely right. And one thing I gotta add back to the stuff we talked a minute ago about the internet, like it's the smallest things that a person can do to make you happy. Because I remember like it was yesterday when I was just like being on Instagram, and I've known you for some time, mostly from TikTok first of all, and then from Instagram. I was always like, oh my gosh, the feed is so amazing, like the outfits are like out of this world, the stories are so much fun. And I don't know, I think I was just like going through your profile, like liking your photos, and then all of a sudden I just got like a notification, and it was like someone liked your photo and someone followed you. I was like, oh, let's just check, and it was you. And I was like, oh my god, I am going to freak out, he knows who I am. And I was like replying to your story like, I love you, like, oh my god, like, thank you so much. And like ever since we became like these internet friends, and I'm like, oh guys, you won't I was telling to my friends like, guys, you will not believe who gave me a follow back on Instagram. And they're like, who? Kim Kardashian? And I was like, no, someone better, Boris.
Stop. Yeah.
So yeah, these little things, it's so silly, but it can make person so happy.
Yeah, it really makes person happy, and that's really beautiful, or at least to me. So I'm really glad that's the way how it made you feel and how I make you feel, because it really, you know, like it's mirroring to me that I'm doing it like the way I want to to be done. So it's good. Yeah, thank you.
And I feel like people enjoy, like, your fans, like, I see it when you do, like, these interactions with them, when you, like, rate their dog outfits or just, like, any things when they get the real chance to interact with you. Like, people enjoy that so much because it feels like you genuinely have a friend and someone connected to you. So it's, like, so amazing that you can be there for people like that, and you might not even realize it, but it really is like that. And I'm also really surprised, like, guys, that you are listening to this podcast. We have not set up a theme or, like, a topic of what we're going to talk about. All of this is, like, really spontaneous. Like, I didn't think it's going to end up like this. We got on, like, a totally different route.
Yeah, but that's the nice thing about communication. You never know what's gonna happen. So that's good.
I feel like I'm chilling with, like, a friend after 6 months at, like, Starbucks with coffee and being like, what's up, what's new, tell me. And we're just, like, catching up. Well, I really liked hearing all these thoughts, and I cannot wait to read them as well in your new book. And everyone that is listening, make sure to get that book. Make sure to get the ebook, the physical one, both English and Slovak version. You will get some learning as well. Like, your English teacher should give you a plus for doing that. So make sure to do that. And I would love to continue this conversation for another hour, but, like, it would be a lot. But we have to do a part two one day. But before you go, I want to ask you one more thing. What is your legacy that you would like to leave here on the podcast for the listeners to hear today? Something that you think could resonate with them, and, like, a message you would like to leave here?
I'd probably say that be kind to yourself, because, like, the world is dark and it's getting brighter, but it's dark now. And who else will compliment you? Don't rely on anyone else. Compliment yourself. Be humble, but, love yourself. And I think that's the most, like, important message. I would leave it on this note.
I think I definitely will take this message. And if you are listening to this, you should too, because it definitely is 100% true. And once again, everybody, Boris Hrivňák, make sure to get his new book. Thank you so, so much for coming on the podcast to talk. I didn't expect it to go this way, but I'm so grateful it did, because it was so much fun. And I feel like I'm talking to a friend that I've known for, like, 10 years. And this is, guys, the first time we're having, like, an actual conversation that is not, like, DMs on Instagram. So it's really, really cool. It was so much fun. And I cannot wait to read your book. And thank you so much again. I really, really appreciate you for everything you do, for coming here. You're an amazing soul and a human being, and we are blessed to live at the same time as you do.
Love you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Boiling Thoughts podcast. I really appreciate you, and I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and check us on social media. We have an Instagram that's called @BoilingThoughts, and also my personal Instagram, which is @TheDavidParis. And thank you so much for sticking around for already the third season of this podcast. I am incredibly grateful, and I cannot wait to hear you and connect with you in future episodes very soon. Hope you'll have a great rest of your day, and goodbye. I am signing off.
Boiling Thoughts.